Blog Talk Radio.
Are you looking for somewhere to record your next project? You missing that quality sound? Well, Slab Music Group is the place you need to be. We have a full-service recording studio and a production team on staff, all from recording, mixing, mastering, and pre-production services. We also have a team of professionals to assist you with all of your music business services, marketing, promoting, legal assistance, project planning, graphic design, photography, and video services. Our facility offers listening sessions and listening parties, and we have a photography and video room. Slab Music Group can help you from start to finish. Visit our website at www.slabmusicgroup.com, or you can contact us at 682-587-7522. We are located at 1062 South Erie, Fort Worth, Texas, 76112.
I received a word a couple of months ago that shook me, and I didn't really understand it until just recently, and I believe that the word wasn't just for me. You can sit down. I believe that the word wasn't just for me. I believe it really applies to a generation. And it was talking about David, and it was saying, as the word of the Lord began to come to me, the word started out and said, your time, a public revealing, is coming faster than you have time to prepare for. And most people get real excited about that. And where it was based at it was the fact that when the prophet Samuel was sent to Jesse's house to anoint the new king, everybody in the city knew that he was there offering up a sacrifice. And so Jesse invites all of his sons except for David. David's still out in the field as the presentation is happening. And you had to know that David knew what was going on because everyone in the city knew what was going on. And there's been some people in here where you've been worshiping God, you've been in your secret place, you've been in your quiet time serving God unnoticed, and you feel like, man, it seems like no one notices what's going on. But when the prophet Samuel got done looking at all the sons, he asked Jesse, do you have another one? And of course he said, well, there's David out in the field. So he calls him in. You got to understand, David, at this moment, he's probably smelling uncombed. He's in a place where he didn't have a chance to prepare for his moment of anointing like everyone else. They were all ready for that moment. So the word was that your time of public revealing is coming faster than you have time to prepare for. But here's the reason. You're needed soon. Because there's a Goliath in the field challenging the armies of God, and David's the only one that knows how to kill him. There are some Goliaths that are standing in the field of the world, defying the armies of God, defying the churches of God. Goliaths like poverty. Goliaths like homelessness. Goliaths like hunger. Goliaths like loneliness and abortion. And they're saying, what are you going to do about it? And many of us are so content to continue to come here and sing and not face these Goliaths. But I'm telling you, there is a new generation emerging that's going to slay Goliaths. The things that stand up and say, we challenge you to change it. And I'm telling you, you have to believe that you can change the world. You are not just dropping a pebble in the ocean and nobody notices. If we take the worldview that things are only going to get worse and that Jesus is going to come, we're missing it. He said we have authority. He said we have dominion. If it gets worse, it's because we allowed it to. God wants to raise up a generation, and I believe you're here tonight on assignment, that believes that it can change the world with the authority of God. That's not satisfied and content to just sing over one another, but wants to take this to the world so that everyone can experience the presence of God. That we say, God, give us a heart for the nations. God, give us a heart for this generation. God, give us a heart for the things that you care about, the widow and the orphan and the fatherless and the homeless. There comes a moment in our worship where we begin to recognize that this is not about us. We've been subconsciously taught You know, you worship for your breakthrough, and you worship for your healing, and you worship for this, and you worship for that. God does those things because he loves us. He just loves us. So we can't manipulate God. Our worship is supposed to change the world. How many of you would agree with me that we can change the world? We're going to make a declaration tonight, and I'm telling you, God, what we've experienced already with where we're going, where you're coming with us, God's going to deposit in us something that's going to break our heart for things that breaks his. Because I begin to understand that God wants to speak to us. We keep wanting to enter his presence and talk to him. He wants to speak to us. He wants to download his heart into us so that we can go and change the world. Can we just lift our hands? Can you just sense the presence of God? Lord, we sense your presence.
All right, man, it is definitely going down. I want to say a big, big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us on this beautiful, beautiful Monday snowstorm weekend. That's what I call the snowstorm, man, because we had a crazy weather over the weekend. And we got a hot show coming up tonight. We're going to be playing nothing but the best in gospel music right here on Blog Talk Radio. I got to say a big shout out to everybody out there that are listening to us and checking in with us tonight. And we're going to be having live guests tonight calling in to the program. This is the way we're going to be doing. And just having a great, great, great time in the community. This is what it's all about, having a great time. So as TDJ say, get ready. It is definitely going down right here on number one show across the country. And I want people to call in right now and let us know what's on your mind. 347-989-1725. Again, 347-989-1725. And let us know what's on your mind tonight. Because it is definitely going down. I'm excited, man, what's going on this show. We're going to be playing nothing but the best in gospel music. And going to be getting your shout-outs, and then you call in, represent for your church. This is what it's all about. It's all about making a difference in the community. Making a big difference in the community. So I hope you guys are enjoying the program tonight and just step back and just enjoy yourself. We know you had a long day today. Some of y'all just now getting off of work. And the best way to get off of work and relax is just listen to some great gospel music from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. 2 hours of the best in gospel music right here with your main man, Darnell Ballard. And we'll be doing this every night, but we'll be playing nothing but the best in gospel music. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to take it to some more gospel music. I hope you guys are enjoying yourself tonight. And keep on listening to us as we play nothing but the best in gospel music. And I don't know about you, but I want to hear some Kirk Franklin. Joy, joy, God's great joy. Y'all hear the first, it's going down. Donnie B, Donnie O'Fallon. Y'all check it out. We'll be right back.
Yeah. We'll get all these legends together. Oh, joy.
Oh, no.
Come on, drummer, give me a little. Let me move, let me move. My Savior's joy.
My Savior's joy.
The Master's joy.
The Master's joy.
The joy of a man.
The beauty of a man is joy.
That's right, child. That is joy, joy in my soul. You definitely hear this thunder. That's right here with your boy, Web Famous, DJ Dunnaby, a.k.a. Darnell Bell. It is official 13 after the hour. I want to say a big shout-out to everybody out there listening to the number one show across the country. And I am going to be here all the way to 9 o'clock entertaining you. So, kind of favorite song you want to hear, all you got to do is give us a call at 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. Bumping some more music. It is definitely going down on your number one brand new gospel music stage where we play nothing but the best in old school and new school music. 347-989-1725. We'll be right back.
No. And I know.
Because
Wow, man, that is amazing, y'all. I want to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us right here on your number one gospel music station right here. I want to say a big shout out to all the independent gospel artists. And one of the things that we're going to be doing, y'all, is we're going to be really representing the independent gospel artists, man. We are looking for you. If you're a hot independent gospel artist, we're looking to put you on the show and looking to have a good time with everybody. And, you know, we want this to be your new show. This show is sponsored by the Donnell Ballard Production. And also, shout out to the LaVita News, who I work with. I work for the LaVita News, and the number one black African-American newspaper in the DFW, weekly DFW Metroplex. And we just want to have a really, really good time. So if you got something going on and you would like for us to be part of, make sure you holler at us and let us know what you got going on, man, because we want to be a servant to the community. We want this to be your new community station that's doing some positivity stuff. We're going to be taking this show out on location and just doing a lot of good stuff. My son is playing this little video game. Hi, son.
Hi.
I love you. And my son been enjoying school. Joseph, did you been enjoying being out of school? You had fun being out of school?
Mm-hmm.
Say yes.
Yes.
My baby said.
What'd
you say?
The NBA show.
Already, y'all. And this is what it's all about. It's all about having a good time. We got a very special guest calling into the show tonight. So I'm excited about it, man. We just going to be having a good time. We are your, I want everybody to know we are not only that, but we your community station. We're going to be on every night now. We may be on different times. It all depends on what's going on in the community. We're going to be broadcasting live in different locations. We're going to take it to a whole nother level. Whole nother level, man. We're going to be doing live broadcasts. I'm excited about some of the big things that's going to be going on. We're going to be playing nothing but the best in gospel music, man, and just having a good time. This is what it's all about. I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to be no cold now. I know y'all want to, oh, daddy, you going to be in the car. I ain't going to be no cold. It's too hot. It's too cold for that. Y'all invite me to come out to an event. It's going to have to be on the inside where we can set up the Up and Down Magazine Radio Network. And that's who we're going to be working for, Up and Down Magazine Radio Network, doing some big things and stuff. That's my radio show. And we'll start that tomorrow night. So y'all get ready. As TDJ say, get ready, get ready. Let's get ready to rumble. Let's get ready to have some fun all over Tarrant County. That's what it's all about here, to make sure we can do it. So if you want to call and kick a shout out, you want to talk to your boy Donnell Ballard, a.k.a. Donnie B, y'all give us a call at 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. I'm going to give y'all the wrong number. No, one of y'all ain't calling in. 347-989-1725. We're going to focus some more music. Praise Is What I Do by Will Murphy. Y'all hear the first. It's going down. I want to say a shout out to everybody out there listening to us. Let's get ready. Let's get our praise on, y'all. We'll be right back.
I will praise you while I can.
what you owe him. Give him what you owe him, church. Yeah. Come on. Praise is what I do. Even when I'm going through. Even when I'm going through. See, I finally learned, church.
I learned.
Mercy and grace, everything that I need,
Everything that I need is found in His presence. In the courts of the Lord,
in the courts of the Lord, I find strength.
In that place I see. Presence, I find protection,
direction,
inspiration,
motivation,
revelation, everything that
I need,
everything we need is in the presence of the Lord. I can find patience,
mercy,
restoration,
preservation,
breakthrough. When I need blessing,
favor,
provision,
salvation,
healing,
everything that I need.
I'm telling you, everything that you need is in His presence. When I need comfort,
deliverance,
safety,
covering,
shelter,
everything that I need.
And I want to be with you, Lord, just one day with you, it's better than a thousand elsewhere.
Gospel DJ Dunne B doing it real big. Definitely want to say a big shout out to everybody out there that is listening to us. We are broadcasting live. It is official 33 after the hour, partly cloudy, 20 below I think it's 20 below. All right, y'all, man. We got our show coming up tonight. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll be talking to a new independent Christian artist. She got a new song out called God Will, and we're going to be talking to her live tonight, debuting her brand new song on this show. And you can tune in to us every night from 7 to 9 right here, Monday through Friday, holding it down on Up and Down Magazine Radio. And what we're going to do right now, we're going to go to some more music right now. If you got a song you want to hear, give us a call and let us know what is your favorite song. And we're going to try to get that favorite song in for you. That's what it's all about, y'all. It's all about praising him. Wait, how about we go to some more gospel music? And we're going to have a lot more coming up right here. Again, if you want to call and kick a shout out, represent your city, 347-989-1725. This is what it's all about. Let's give him praise. Y'all hear the first right here on Up and Down Magazine Radio, your new gospel music station.
milk isn't just fun, it's also really good for you. And for even more fun, you can get apple slices and a mini minion of your very own. From the new movie Despicable Me 2, rated PG in your McDonald's Happy Meal.
Two, three, say! You might as well go ahead and get your dance on.
Yeah.
and make some noise in this place.
Man, I hope everybody's having a great, great time on this beautiful Monday night. It's Vision 47 after the hour right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area with your man, Mr. Darnell Ballard, in the building. Like I said, a big shout-out to my mother who's listening to us, Mary Ballard, and to everybody out there who is listening to us on the hottest gospel radio program right here on Blog Talk Radio. We go live to the phone lines. We got my main man, who I've been listening to for a long, long time, who is no stranger to radio, TV, to anything. We got my main man, Mr. Cedric Bailey, live with us right now, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, brother. How you doing, man?
Donnell Ballard, what's going on?
Man, this, you know what, blessed. A lot of people, I want people to know this, man, that a lot of people don't know that I learned from the best of the best, Mr. Cedric Bailey. Listening to him every night, man. He is like, you like my role model, man, for real, in this radio
thank you.
I want everybody to know that, for real.
Well, thank you, Donnell. I remember you used to call the station. I was doing the night show at Heaven 97. And you would always call in. I think I did a program where I let the choirs and the kids come on and sing. And you were there on the Fort Worth on the southwest side or something like that. And I always, when you called, you was representing the Casada Learning Center.
Yep, you so right. You so right,
yeah,
man.
And
that's
course,
what I learned from, man. Listening to you every night, man, faithfully.
And then now you've been out there as well. Doing a lot of different things and doing a good job for the Levita. And I'm getting ready to work on my stories right now for the Levita because I'm waiting on the Cowboys, which are in action right now. They're playing against the Chicago Bears. And then, of course, I got to do a story on the Mavericks. They're playing on the West Coast against the Sacramento Kings. So we got late night tonight.
Wow.
We're writing some stories and getting the papers out, so they'll be out on Wednesday. I want to say hello to, of course, Rhonda and, of course, Ted Fruit and the entire crew, to Sandy Joyce.
Yeah.
Everyone at the Levita News, man.
Right, man. Well, you've been, man, you do a lot, man. You had a busy schedule all day today, man. You've been up and running, I mean, since I've been following you this morning.
Yeah, I did three different radio shows today. I have three different shows. And it just so happened that today we were doing high school football, so we went to Waco to cover the game between DeSoto and U.S. Trinity. And congratulations to the Eagles of DeSoto. They won 48-41, and now they're moving on. But I got to show props and love to as well to U.S. Trinity, who had a great season.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it goes, you got to win to go on. So now the matchup is about to take place, and that's going to be between DeSoto. They're 14-0, and they're playing Allen, who is 14-0.
Okay.
DeSoto won the Region 1 today, and then on Saturday it was Allen, who won the Region 2.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing as last year, except the game was at SMU, so we're waiting on that game to be announced. And, you know, I've been supporting schools in Fort Worth as well as Triple Tech, DeSoto, I mean Dunbar, and ODY. So we're supporting those schools as
well. That is amazing, man. And let's talk about this new Christian sports thing that you guys are starting. Man, I thought this was something different that I have never seen before.
Yeah, it's called the Big Game Christian Sports Network, and what we want to do is we want to reach out there and get folks involved. A lot of people like the game, but we want to be able to cover the game from a Christian perspective. We cover it from a sports perspective. And, you know, as you start off the game, you pledge before the country a place before God. And
then
people get caught up in the game and do some crazy things. But when there's an injury on the football field and somebody gets hurt, everybody stops and go to God in prayer. So we say we don't need to be just serving them just during the game. We need to serve them 100%. And we want to be able to
Amen.
Be encouraging to those people to watch the game that they love the most. But at the same time, when it's over with, you walk away. You just say, hey, we did the best we can. And but the world is not like that, so we wanted to be different.
Right. Man, you know what? That's amazing, man. I am so proud of you, man. You keep up the good work. And I'm definitely looking forward to working with you, man. I don't know nothing about sports that much, man, but I bet you're going to train me right.
Yeah, I'll get you out there on the sideline. You'll be, you know, filming and everything. My wife, she helps out with some things, too, as well. So, you know,
okay.
It just depends because we can't be everywhere at the same time. So you never can tell.
Right,
I might
right.
get a phone call and say, hey, I sent Donnell Ballard over there, and I know it's going to be right, you know, because I see you in action. You covered a lot of events for Fort Worth. The Juneteenth festivities, the city
yes.
council swearing in for Councilwoman Gina Bivens, and they recently had a demolition. Right. So you are
yes.
you're doing a great job, and we need more of our people that's out there, you know, to get out there and get the job done, and you can do it, Donnell.
Right. Well, you know what? You know, I'm just honored to be part of anything that's going on in this community, man. I'm just honored to be part of it. Because I know God is in it, and if God is in the mix of it, man, I know it's going to be good.
Yes, sir. That's right about that, Donnell. So just keep thinking positive, man. And I've learned, you know, I've had people tell me no before, and sometimes it hurts. But then at the same time, I just pray about it next time. And, you know, it's just
right.
about who you know in life.
Right.
You never know what kind of door God is going to open for you.
Man, he's been opening up so many doors, man, for me. If he shut one door, I'm not mad.
Yeah.
And it's not meant
I
for me to have it anyway.
You're doing a good job, man, because I remember watching you on TV on, what was that, on Channel 28, on those cable channels and everything.
Yeah.
And you was doing
man.
Your little thing with the rap music and everything. So, you know, you still keep doing it, Donnell. So,
but you know what, man? But you know what? I had to realize this. The older you get, the more you kind of step away from that type of environment, man. And the more you want to get into a whole different level
mm-hmm.
of different things, man. So that's what I had. That's what I had to learn from that, man. It was nice while you know while I was doing it, man. But you know, God done put me in a whole different level now, man.
Well, you made it happen,
really
Donnell. So
it,
you got a chance to get that done, man. So. But listen, man, I'm not going to hold you. I'm going to be checking you out, man. Thanks for dropping me a note on Facebook, and hopefully we'll cross paths again real soon. And, you know, I got your
okay.
number, and I know how to reach you, man.
All right, and keep on doing the sports, man, because that's my favorite part of the newspaper is the sports, man. Keep on bringing it.
All right. Well, you take care, man, and we look forward to seeing you later. And I'm going to spread the word about what you're doing, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
God bless
you. That's our main man, That's our main man, Seth Bailey, right here, man, doing it real big on the hottest show across the country. I told you we're going to be doing it real big. This is what it's all about. It's all about doing the big things in the community, and that's what we're going to keep doing. What we're going to do right now, we're going to go to some more gossip music. Want to call and kick a shout-out, 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725. We're going to have a lot more coming up. You tune in to the all-new Up and Down Magazine Gospel Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Dre the Flame from the Holy Bros. All glory to God, I'm here at Main Juicer Studio. Shout out to all the Holy Bros and everybody repping Christ. Word up, love is the greatest. Working for the Lord so I know the world hate us. Headed to the church, peace out to the haters. I serve God, that's why the Lord made us. God is realer than real, it's serious. Read your Bible, the world got you delirious. Seek out God, I know you a little curious. Faith in Christ is how God be curing us. I flow like the rock that gave water. I do it for the Lord so I go harder. They don't like Christian rap so I go harder. If it ain't about God then I depart ya. Love is what I got. I've been transformed like an Autobot head in my Bible. God is my idol. I trust God, he is so reliable. Hey, holy fire in my bones, I'm blazing. God's good stuff, I can't stop swinging. Turned up, I can't stop praying. Prayed up, I can't stop praising. Holy fire in my bones, I'm blazing. God's good stuff, I can't stop swinging. Turned up, I can't stop praying. Prayed up, I can't stop praising. Coming so you gotta get right. come like a thief in the night. I'm walking by faith, I ain't walking by sight. Yes, me and God are like fresh braids, we tight. Love your neighbor like you love yourself. Bible in my backpack, never on the shelf. Lord, guide me so I don't get lost. Haters on my back, but I shake them off. They trying to bring me down, but I cling to the cross. I'm different to the world like pants or crisscross. Lord, I need wisdom, I don't want to be deceived. I can't see God, but I know he's there like a breeze. God bless me and I ain't even have to sneeze. God is good to my body like a pot of peas. Dre the flame, I got that flame. Happy that I'm saved, so I do that swing. Ayy, holy fire in my bones, I'm blazing. God's good, so I can't stop swinging. Turned up, I can't stop praying. Prayed up, I can't stop praising. Holy fire in my bones, I'm blazing. God's good, so I can't stop swinging. Turned up, I can't stop praying. Prayed up, I can't stop praying. One ain't worth being high forever. I'm aiming for heaven with no Beretta. It's me for virtuous, not vendetta. Believing in God made me much better. Amen, have faith like Abraham. Taking people to the church, I don't need no van. I believe in God, not Peter Pan. Gassed up off Christ, no meter, man. I stay with the word, no dictionary. I produce good fruit, no strawberry. My NLT is all I carry. God is in my heart, I am never scary. Ay, God bless me so much, it's crazy. Reborn again, got me feeling like a little baby. Ay, holy fire in my bones, I'm blazing. God's good, so I can't stop swinging. Turned up, I can't stop praying. Prayed up, I can't stop praising. Holy fire in my bones, I'm blazing. God's good, so I can't stop swinging. Turned up, I can't stop praying. Prayed up, I can't stop praising.
I received a word a couple of months ago that shook me, and I didn't really understand it until just recently, and I believe that the word wasn't just for me. You can sit down.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down. But we get up, oh yes. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But we couldn't stay there and got up. Say now.
We fall down,
oh,
but
mind.
We get up.
Get back
we
up.
Fall down,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Back up. We fall down.
Oh my,
but
my,
we
my.
Get
we get back up again.
For
us,
baby,
yes,
we are.
Oh, yes, we are. But we can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of us. Oh,
we
fall
down.
But we get back up again.
We fall.
We fall down sometimes, but we get back up again. Yes, we do it then. Rise back up again.
For the
Savior, sinner. Oh,
we get up.
matter where you are, no matter what you've done,
you can get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
No matter how far you fall,
get back up again.
You can get back up again.
Get back up.
You're waiting on me.
Get back up again.
Get back up again. Oh,
oh.
No matter what you've done,
you can get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
He's waiting on.
Get back up again.
His arms open wide.
Run to his arms.
Get back up again.
Run to his arms. Oh.
Definitely going down. I want to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us on this beautiful, beautiful Monday night. And it is the Bishop's 3 after the hour, 803 in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. We're going to be here all the way up until 9 o'clock. We got less than an hour left before we be getting ready to get up out of here, man. It is so crazy how 2 hours just go by so, so quick. I got to say a shout out to my mother, Mary Ballard, listening to us, and to Tammy. Tim is listening to us, and a lot of other people are listening to us right here. We are your number one brand new show across the country, man. This is how we do it. We definitely are doing it big. And I got to say a shout out to everybody out there that's tuning in to it. It is going down. We're going to go live to the phone lines right now. We have a very special guest with us, and we're going to, as soon as we get this thing together, we're going to go to the phone lines right now. We got Miss Jeanette live with us right now this beautiful Monday night. Good evening, Miss Jeanette.
Good evening. How are you?
Hey, I am doing good. What about you?
Just blessed. Blessed.
I know that's right. Blessed, highly blessed, highly favored, blessed. You just name it. We all of that in the bag of chips. Oh, did I say
yes,
it right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yes. I want you to kind of introduce yourself. We got a lot of listeners in the Dallas-Fort Worth that's listening to the show right now, and we also got people listening to us by phone. And we probably got people listening to the podcast, too. But those who are tuning in to the podcast, you know you can go and download this podcast anytime you want. You can go back and listen to the show after we are done doing the live broadcast. But, Ms. Jeanette, kind of introduce yourself real quick. Let everybody know a little bit about you and where you're from.
Well, my name is Jeanette Everett Morgan. I'm from a little country town here in East Texas, Dangerfield, Texas. And I have released 2 CDs. One was called Stepping Out on Faith, and my new CD now is called Patiently Waiting.
Okay, okay. So let me ask you this. How did you get started into doing music? What motivated you want to get into gospel music?
Well, I've always sung gospel music my whole life, and it's just something I wanted to do my whole life, and I got the opportunity to do a little bit a couple of years ago. With a guy, I did a hook on a song, and I just saw how easy it was, so I started doing it for myself. So I've been doing everything myself until I can get, you know, I'm an independent artist. I'm just trying to get out there and get noticed.
Right. How is it looking out there in your city, out there where you from?
Oh, right now,
as far as the music scene go.
It's just a small town. You know, I went to another city, Tyler, Texas, maybe like 50 miles from me, and recorded in a studio called Upper Level Studios. And
mm-hmm.
right now, that's all I'm able to do because it's so small in this area. But I am on the radio. I am in stores. I'm in Hastings in Mount Pleasant, Texas. And also, you can see me on Reverb Nation, CDBaby.com. I'm also on Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a couple of videos out too on YouTube.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen that. Well, I haven't had a chance to check out the video because I've been so busy. But I did get a chance to see that you did send me a thing saying that you got video. So let me ask you this. What do you want to say to the listeners out there? Do you consider your music different from anybody else's gospel music? Let's talk about that. Every artist have a story.
Well, I have a story, you know. As far as me, my music reaches to all ages. Because I try to put something in for the young, for the old. It's more contemporary than anything to me. You know, as far as me trying to get myself out there, doing it on my own. I don't have just a set band that can go to the studio with me. So a lot of my music is more set to just the soundtrack I have. So most of it is contemporary right now.
Well, Mr. Jordan, you want to, before we're going to go to one of your songs right now, I want you to introduce this song called God Will. I want you to introduce this song, and then we're going to go right to it. Then I want you to stay on the line so we can talk to you after this song is over. Will that do?
Okay. All right. That's fine with me. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay, go ahead on and introduce the song.
Well, you are now going to be listening to God Will by Jeanette Everett Morgan. Hope you enjoy.
I promise we're working on it. Ms. Jeanette, we're still working on it. Go ahead and talk for a few minutes until we get this taken care of.
Okay, all right. Well, like I said, I have 10 songs on my CD. All right, here you go.
All right, we got it now.
Okay. And here it is, God Will by Jeanette.
Handle. So I pray.
Wow, that's all I can say. That is a beautiful song. Oh, my goodness, man. I'm about to play this song again for today. So, Miss Jeanette, I am feeling that joint. That is hot. Miss Jeanette.
Thank you.
Miss Jeanette, I got to ask you this, Miss Jeanette. Why this song ain't went viral like everything that's going viral? Why this song haven't went international?
I'm just in a small media. So, this is going to help me.
I need you to send me the original copy of this, and I need to send this to some people. I need to bring you up here to do a concert.
Yes, sir.
I'm serious about that. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to the phone line for comments and find out what people think about this. We got a lot of people listening to the show by phone and also listening to us. We're going to go live to the phone line. We're going live at 817-716. You are live on the radio with Miss Jeanette.
Hello, how you doing, Miss Jeanette?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. You know what? I love it.
Thank you.
You know, it's beautiful. Yeah, it is beautiful. You know, I felt God's anointing on your voice. And, you know, I was just sitting here with my eyes closed, rocking back and forth, you know, because, you know, I can feel everything that you're saying, and I can tell that you're singing from deep within, deep down within.
Yes, ma'am, I do. I sing from my heart.
Yes. I'm a fan already. I'm ready to buy it.
Well, thank you. I have it. I mean, it's out there. It's just in the local media area. But if you want it, I can get it to you.
Okay.
Amen.
Well, Donnell, ma'am.
I can get with Donnell, or you're on the internet, CD Baby.
Yes, ma'am. It's on cdbaby.com, amazon.com, and also you can get it here in the local Hastings here in Mount Pleasant, Texas. It's not in any Hastings. It's just in the local Hastings here.
Okay, you said Mount Pleasant?
Mount Pleasant, Texas. It's in the Hastings in Mount Pleasant, Texas.
Okay. Oh, yes, I love it. It's beautiful. And, Ms. Jeanette, I'm just going to be honest with you. I believe it's the time that you're going to reach more young people than older. Some of the older people are set at the ways and their traditions, traditional songs.
That's why I try to do a little of everything on my CD.
Right. Yeah, I love it. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And
we're definitely going to keep it in... And we're definitely going to keep it in rotation on this show. We'll be playing the show, and we'll definitely be playing it on this program right here.
Well, thank you.
So we got you. We got you on this one. And this is what it's all about, y'all, you know. Yes, I'm excited about it. And this is what we're going to be doing every night. We're going to be debuting a different independent gospel artist. So if you're an independent gospel artist out there, you're trying to get your music out there, all you got to do is email me at DonnieBTV, @gmail.com. That's DonnieBTV, @gmail.com. Email us, and, we'll put the word out and try to get you on the show. And you could be on the show tonight. That's what Miss Jeanette did. Miss Jeanette reached out to me on Facebook today, and guess what? She's on the show tonight. Am I right, Miss Jeanette?
Yes, sir. Blessings.
Is it on YouTube?
Well, hopefully, Mr.
YouTube.
Yeah, she has a video. Now, Ms. Jeanette, you do have that's a good question. You do have a video on YouTube, right?
I have two videos. One is the title
I play people's songs on my Facebook page. I send it out to everybody that's on my Facebook.
Okay.
So if I can go to YouTube, then I could probably share it to my Facebook page.
Sister Deborah, since both of y'all are friends with me on Facebook, I bet an easy way for y'all to connect is for you, for her to put the link on my Facebook. If you can put the link on my Facebook page, she can go to my Facebook page and get the link off of there. And then y'all be able to connect.
Well, I tried to send it to you earlier, and I couldn't, but I tried to send it to you.
You couldn't? Send it to one of my message box. We had to change. We had to change the way we do things because we was having a lot of hip hop artists sending stuff, and we want the hip hop artists sending all kinds of crazy stuff to us. So
we had to kind of change
everything up. But you can still message me, and then I'll be able to give it to Sister Deborah.
Okay.
And then we'll get it. And make sure, Miss Jeanette, that this is not your last time on the show. Now, Miss Deborah, is there anything you want to ask her? Like, you got any questions that I missed that I didn't ask her? Real quick, Sister Deborah.
Yes. How long have you been singing, and where did you get your? Well, I know you probably got your start in church, but how long have you been recording, and who are some of your favorite gospel artists?
I've only been recording for like a couple of years, but I've been singing in church all my life. I got married and kids, and I just kind of put it back. But the Lord told me it's my season, so I went in the studio and just laid down the track. And every song on the CD I wrote, except for one.
Okay. And who are some of your favorite gospel artists?
Oh, my favorite gospel artist right now is Tamela Mann. I love Leandra Johnson.
I love her.
Yes, and I love Shirley Caesar, all the old school artists.
Uh-huh.
I love them.
And we play that on the show, too.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
We play some old school.
What is your last name, Miss Jeanette?
Morgan. My Jeanette Everett Morgan is what you look it up on YouTube if you would like to look up the video. Or you can Google me, and it'll come up.
Okay, Jeanette, and what is your last name? Morgan,
M-O-R-G-A-N.
Okay, I'm fixing to write that down. Anyway, I really enjoyed Georgia tonight, Miss Jeanette.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Kind of lift my spirits
up a little bit tonight.
Thank you. Wait a minute, y'all.
I'm going to lift both of y'all's spirit up because we're going to play my favorite old school song, I Won't Complain. Y'all better not be complaining.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Y'all stay on with me. I'm going to come back to y'all. We're going to go to some more songs right here. We're going to play your second song later on, too, before we get out of here, too.
Okay.
All right, y'all. We got Reverend Powell Jones, the late Reverend Powell Jones. It's called I Won't Complain. You hear the first right here on Up and Down Magazine Gospel Radio. We'll be right back.
Some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights. But when when I look around. And I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Have you been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what he did? He dried all of my tears away. My midnight's in today, so I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due. Don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. God. 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 God has been so good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me. Yeah. And dry all of my tears away. He ever stop you from crying? Shine my midnight in today. So I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That is my main man, the late Reverend Paul Jones. Y'all hear the first right here on the hottest show across the country. We're going to more music. We're going to take it back, all of us, back to some old school. We're going to, oh, I love this song. I'm surprised, y'all, because I know when I play this song, y'all going to be surprised when I go all the way back. I'm going back to this song, and y'all let me know what y'all think about this song. We'll be right back.
I'm building.
All right, y'all, man. I hope you guys are enjoying us. Oh, I thought it was through. All right, y'all, man. I hope y'all are enjoying the song right now, you know. And we still talking to Miss Jeanette. Miss Jeanette, I'm just playing some good gospel music. Miss Jeanette, did I go all the way back for you, Miss Jeanette?
Yes, yes, you did. I love that song. My favorite.
You know what? And I'm sitting up here looking at my gospel playlist, and I was looking at another song you were just talking about. And you was talking about, what's her name? Take me to the King.
Yes.
Something like that.
I love her.
I got this too, and somebody just called and requested me to play that song just a few minutes ago.
Yes.
And stuff. Well, before we let you go, I want you to pray with the listeners real quick.
Yes.
I just feel an anointing of prayer, and also we need to pray as the world. We lost, the world lost a great leader,
yes,
Nelson Mandela. So, you know, this is a hard time for people in Africa, and also a hard time across the globe. And I just want you to, I just feel in my heart for you to pray real quick. Let's pray real quick and let you do that real quick. You mind doing that for us?
I don't mind. Heavenly Father,
okay.
I come to you with all that I know how. I pray that you give the world peace with all the turmoil that's going on in the world today. I pray that you pray for the family of Nelson Mandela and Africa. I pray that you give them peace. I pray that you send a blessing all across this nation.
Yes, sir.
I pray that you give. Hello?
Still here.
Hello? Okay, I pray that you give.
Yes, Lord.
Keep everyone in good health. And hello? It's cutting out.
You still live. You still live on the radio. We have some technical problems and stuff. We're going to be right back. It's going down right here on your number one brand new gospel music station across the country right here. And we'll be right back, right after this.
I know it can be hard out here. Times are tough. So many people looking to next year, next month, next week, even the next day. I'm just trying to take my next breath. Breathe. Like sensor lights in the daytime. Most of the time we all lost. My best friend told me I'd never make it. My grandpa told me to never quit. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but my wife keeps telling me that this is it. Maybe if I can just dream again, have hope and faith in him, I really wanna just see again. Take a deep breath and breathe again. Never try, always guessing, asking why. Don't let people come and distort you, misuse you and abort you. Look at you with a poor view, judge you based on what you're going through. Hold your head up, it's okay to cry. When life get hard, just look to the sky. Keep pushing for greatness, learn to fly. If all else fail, at least you try. Breathe.
Choosing milk isn't just fun, it's also really good for you. And for even more fun, you can get apple slices and a mini minion of your very own. From the new movie Despicable Me 2, rated PG, in your McDonald's Happy Meal.
Word.
Yeah, that's right. Now, Inner 70 going down, number one new gospel music station across the country. We got 13 minutes left before we be getting ready to get up out of here. We're going to go live to Mr. Horton real quick. If you want to call and kick a shout-out, 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. Man, I tell you what, when you are having fun praising God, man, have you noticed the time just goes by so quick? We're going to go live to the phone line. Good evening. Welcome to the show, Mr. Horton. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you this evening?
Man, I am blessed. You know, we had to get you to call in. What's going on in the world of politics? This is our man when it comes down to politics right here on the number one gospel show across the country. What you got for us on this beautiful Monday night real quick?
Well, things are going really well right now, mainly because we finally have got the, I say we like I've done it, with the ACA, the AHA website is up and running, and
okay. That
means that tons more people are not only eligible, but now they are able to go online and pick and choose what kind of health care coverage they need, what kind of health care coverage they're going to get. So, like I said, that's going to enable us to make sure that a lot more people are taken care of within the next couple of years. And that's going to do a lot of things for our economy. That's going to add jobs. It's going to lower the debt. I can't say enough good things about it. Plus, it's a start.
Right.
I can't help but feel like here in the next year or two, we're going to get some more kinks worked out of this, and we're going to make it an even better program than what it already is.
What do you guys, I got to ask you this, man. What are you guys doing in trying to get the young people? Because I know that's the biggest thing that we have to try to do is to get more of the young people to sign up for this program. How is that looking so far?
Well, the main thing is trying to get people educated. I mean, there's been so much media bias against it, and, you know, now come to find out one of the original website makers was a conservative donor. There's been people, conservative activists trying to hack the website also. So, I mean, it's got two strikes against it, but it's fighting back and it's coming back real hard now. And like I said, right now I think the more that people learn about it, the more that the better they're going to like it. Now, the appeal to young people is because right now, you know, when you're young, you don't think about getting sick or hurt or anything
right. Like
that. So they're really trying to reach out and say, hey, you know, you have to have it because you're going to get a tax penalty if you do not have health insurance. But this is for your own good. And I think that message is slowly starting to resonate.
They was also saying, Mr. Horton, that they was looking more like for the 26 and up to sign up. They were saying like the 18 and up probably not going to really be trying to sign up. Maybe some of them, but they was more like really looking forward to the 26 and up. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, and I think that's the main demographic that we're looking for because, I mean, you know, right now people can stay covered up until they're 26 years old through their parents.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The 26 and up, that's when you really kind of have to start taking ownership and responsibility of your own health and then
right. Looking
towards the future. Hey, you know, am I overweight? Plus, another thing is that the program makes so many programs so much more easier. And preventative care is almost, I'm not going to say it's free because nothing in life is free, but
right. There
is so much preventative health care that is now going to be covered. Mammograms are going to be covered 100%. You know, just preventative checkups are going to be covered 100%. There's so many good things about this that once...
Right.
And again, it's just education, trying to get people educated on it. When they learn that they can go in and at least find out how their health is doing, then, you mm-hmm. know, there's going to be more people want to sign up and want to get their want to get checked out for it. Now, the ironic part is now there's a concern because you're adding so many more people onto healthcare
right.
that there's going to be a healthcare shortage. I think that's a good problem to have, and you know we do need to start addressing that. But let's mm-hmm. cross that bridge first when we get there. Right now, the main concern is getting as many people as we possibly can signed up. Because the more mm-hmm. people that sign up for it, the more successful it is. Now, let me also add
right.
that it's also critical that we start demanding, and I know that we're in Texas, we need to start demanding that states like Texas accept federal Medicaid expansion dollars so that we can get state exchanges up and make this program even better than what it already is.
Do you? I mean, would that be something good? Do you think Wendy Davis will do that? If since she's running for governor of Texas,
she'll absolutely
if
she gets elected, she'll absolutely do it. It's just the right thing to do. But it's really baffling that our state is turning away over $700 billion in federal money. They said, no, we don't want it. And Texas has one of the highest uninsured citizens.
Is it Texas saying that we don't want it, or is it Governor Perry saying that we don't want it? Is he speaking for the whole entire Texas?
That depends on who you ask, because he'll say that he was elected to represent Texans. Well, if you look, you know, a fraction of our voting population votes, so I don't think that he represents all of Texas.
Right, I agree.
So that's
why we need
to do a better job getting people out and also educating them. Hey, these people like Rick Perry do not represent your interest. We need to get people who do represent our interest elected.
Right, I agree with you on that. That's so true. For those who just now tuned in to us, we're talking to Mr. Harden. We call him our politics man, and he's going to be calling in every single week, keeping us abreast on what's happening. I'm a firm believer in Christian people that we have to be updated and educated on what is going on in our community and what's going on across our country.
Also, we got to say this real quick, man. We lost a world great leader on last week, man. Let's talk about that real quick.
You know what? It's really heartbreaking to really kind of read, because I mean, we're talking about a man who changed the country and trashing the apartheid system, and then 3 years later he is elected president of that country. That is amazing. It's mind-boggling, yeah. And it's really inspirational. Whenever you think about it, we didn't pass a major civil rights bill. We passed a major civil rights bill in the 60s, and we just elected our first African-American president in 2008. South Africa got rid of apartheid in 1990, and they elected him 3 years later in 1993. That
wow.
kind of says the state of affairs where we're at as compared to other countries, but we really did lose a true leader in Nelson Mandela. They don't make brave people like that anymore.
Right. I agree with you on that.
I mean, if we had more leaders that would stand up and take a stand like he did, I can't help but feel like some of this gridlock that we have would really come to an end.
That is so true. I agree with you on that. Definitely agree. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Hold that thought real quick. We're going to go live to 330. You are live on the radio. Who is this?
Hey, what it do? This Chaotic.
Hey, how you doing, man? Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, what's going on? What's new?
What's going on with you?
Man, I've just been listening to the show, and I got like a couple of questions, but I probably ain't got enough time, you know what I mean, to get them answered. But, like, one of my first questions is, can you name anything in a country that the government do not control?
You know, when push comes to shove, you know, the government touches our lives in about almost every shape, form, or fashion you can think of.
Yeah, I know, and that's what's scaring me right now. Another thing, like, as far as this supposed to be affordable
Hold on, wait a second. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, but why does that scare you?
Because it seems like they basically got too much power over everything. And it's like it has to be some limit to their power, but right now it's at that point where it is no limit. You know, and this affordable health care, or, you know, this is actually like proof right there. You know, they already got control over every single thing, and that lets you know that they can do anything that they want. Because they make the rules, they're going to make the regulations.
Let me bring up 2 points on that. One is, I think that this is a media-driven myth that everything that the government touches and everything that the government has anything to do with is a failure and they don't do anything right. And I think that is very wrong because, I mean, the government controls, you know, they keep an eye on what kind of food we eat. They keep an eye on the pharmaceuticals that we take. You know, they do a lot. If it wasn't for the government, we wouldn't have water treatment plants. We wouldn't have a lot of our everyday
necessities. All right, let me speak on like all of that right there. The food that we get is basically GMOs. You know what I mean? Basically, it's like cloned food. All right. And then the water that we got, it got all types of like chemicals in our water. It's not even like natural. You know what I mean? Then you look at our transportation. You know what I mean? You get pulled over for having some dice hanging from your window. You know what I mean? You get like a $175 ticket when cops got like shotguns riding. You know what I mean? And ain't that like basically the same thing blocking the view? It's everything is becoming like a double standard. They sit up here and they allowed to actually like murder kids for having like toy guns and stuff like that when it's companies actually sell these kids these toy guns. You know what I mean? But if you sit up here and murder a cop or something like that, it's like World War III. Everybody basically looking for you. Everything is like a double standard when it comes to the, you know, to the government. And that's the point that I'm like getting to. And it's the same thing even with this healthcare and all that. We already forced to pay car insurance. You know what I mean? Now we're forced to pay healthcare. You know, and people is hurting right now, like as it is. The economy ain't doing as good as everybody think that it's doing. You know what I mean? There's people out there that actually know the truth. I talk to people from Australia like every day in different countries, and they actually telling me that they won't deal with like record sales from over here just because they know the economy is about to go bad. You know what I mean?
And you know,
so when I tell you
what?
The government ain't doing what they supposed to do, it's scary.
And you know what? Hey, you bring up a lot of good points. I mean, I can't deny that there are some imperfections in our system, no doubt about it. But let me also say that because of this, you know, with car insurance, having car insurance is more or less it's the right thing to do. I mean, you got to be covered financially in order to drive a car in case you get in an accident. This is the same concept. It's almost wrong that we have to force people to do the right thing. But, however, that's the way it is. And again, the more people that we get covered, the better the system's going to work. And to tell you the truth,
that's
I don't.
The same thing with
I
car
don't.
Insurance, right?
Well,
the better the car insurance system is supposed to work. I mean, if this works anything like the car insurance is working, then this is about to go like all bad. Because it's like still you can have everybody in the whole country paying into this car insurance system, but I'm still paying like $175 a month for car insurance. You know what I mean? If everybody paying into it, why ain't my car insurance like $50-something? Because they getting paid regardless. And then if I wreck, I still got to pay like a deductible of $500. A lot of this just really don't make no sense. And if anything, if the healthcare will be like this, then yeah, we gonna have problems.
Well, but the major difference right now, and I do understand what you're saying, because theoretically, you know, with everybody having health insurance, or excuse me, car insurance, you know, prices should have went down. But that's not the way that the insurance companies work. However, the main difference between the car insurance and the health insurance comparison is that we are paying for it right now. People do not realize how much they're paying for it. They're paying for it right now for the people who do have insurance. You know, they're paying in higher insurance premiums, plus all the community hospitals that we have, those aren't free. That comes out of our community and county taxes. So every time you go to the store and you buy something, you know, you pay your sales tax. Guess what? Part of that goes to the community health care and the community hospitals to pay for that. So the biggest chunk of our national debt is not due to car accidents. It is due to rising health care costs. We've got to rein in health care costs. And the way that we're going to do that is the more people get covered, the less it's going to cause prices to fall. Because, again, that $100 aspirin that we're taking, I'm not only paying for my own aspirin, I'm paying for the 15 other people who couldn't pay for their aspirin. So that's where hospitals are trying to make up their costs and losses. They're making it up on other people's insurance. If more people
have
insurance...
That's the same thing that car insurance companies say.
Well, yeah,
that's
but we're not paying for it right now. You see what
mm-hmm.
I mean, though? I mean, right now, we're paying for it, whereas with car insurance, we're not.
Mm.
I mean, I do see your point. I really do.
Like
I said, there's a big difference, though, however.
Yeah, I just don't want to sit up here and go through the same thing. Then it's like you're getting penalized for, like, not being able to actually, like, you know, pay. What if you like, one a month when it comes to, like, either eating or paying your health care? You know what I mean? You can't afford to pay your health care. You know what I mean? It's going to, like, what happened if you go 2 months without even paying it? What's going to be, you know, the penalty for it? You know, it's just you should not be forced to actually do this. I understand that, like, you know, we go through day by day paying for, like, the health care of the people who don't, you know what I mean, that don't have, like, insurance and stuff like that. But I just can't figure out why is it so extremely high from the car insurance,
but
from the health care.
That's part of and that's a whole other problem in of itself. You know, other states like Kentucky is a wonderful example of how well this program is working. People who can get it are getting it, and people who can't afford it, they're getting subsidized through federal Medicaid expansion money. Texas turned away that money. They said they do not want they don't want over $700 billion in federal money from our government. So Texas cannot subsidize the people who can't afford it. There are programs out there that will help you not have to make that choice between eating and health care. There's no programs like that for car insurance, because ultimately cars are still a privilege to drive. It's not necessarily a right. You have to earn a driver's license. You have to earn the money to have a car. It's still a privilege to drive a car. It is every American's right. I mean, if you want to get literal with the Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that life part is critical, because in order for you to live life and have happiness and health and the pursuit, you have to be healthy. Again, health care to me is a right. It's not a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I want to see the government take a more firm hold and create a single-payer system. I know you mentioned that the people in Australia won't do business here. You know what? People in Australia have a socialized medicine program. We are the only industrialized nation that does not have some kind of at least a single-payer health insurance program. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go even further. We're the only country that doesn't have that. Plus, we spend more money per capita on health care costs. We have the 32nd ranked health care system in the world. That is unacceptable. If we're paying
totally
that much money, why are we not number one?
I have no idea. And another thing, like when it's dealing with health care and car insurance, I believe if you sitting up here paying like $200 a month, you know, and then you don't get sick for like about 3 or 4 years, and you know what I mean? You should not have to keep on paying. You know what I mean? It should be like a cutoff point. Like, all right, this person has enough money built into this file, you know what I mean, to actually just be able to go through it for free. It's the same thing like with car insurance. If I didn't pay like $175 for like 5 years, you know what I mean, and then sit up here and wreck after that 5 years, I shouldn't have to pay no $500 deductible. You know what I mean? Why do you got to pay this for the rest of your life? That's the problem that I'm having with both of these systems.
Well, you know, that's why I love Chris Rock. You know, Chris Rock says insurance is just in case stuff happens. If stuff doesn't happen, why don't I get my money back? You know,
right.
It's a, I wish that it did work that way. There's a lot of wisdom in what he says, but unfortunately it doesn't. What I will say is you never know when you're going to get sick. I mean, again, just to bring up the example
That's
of me, I was relatively healthy. 3 years ago, I got diagnosed with lymphoma. You know, nobody sees that kind of thing coming. And
that's
a person
right.
shouldn't have to choose between, you know, getting sick or eating. And I got to tell you, I went into a finance office at the Texas Oncology Center. Hospitals shouldn't have to have a finance department, but they shot me a number that I was going to be responsible for that I thought was obscene, and that was just simply to get cured. To me, my life is invaluable, but they're putting a number on it and saying, hey, this is what you owe.
Like, yeah, but the crazy thing about all of this is like almost everything that the government is doing to us is like what's making us sick. Like how they putting fluoride and all these chemicals in our water, then we got GMOs in our food, you know what I mean? And things like that. This is the stuff that's actually making us sick. You know what I mean? And then like we the ones that's getting penalized for it, you know? And then it's like as far as this health care, I don't want to sit up here and have to be like implanted with a chip or something one day that's going to have like all my information on it, and then I'm going to have it just to go to the hospital. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, if you don't get this chip inside you with all your medical information, you ain't going to the hospital. I really truly believe that something like that is coming soon. And that's really bothering me because I know it's coming.
You know, again, people say that, and I know that, you know, like I said, we don't have anything like a chip, be microchip right now. Will that ever come to fruition? I don't think so, because I'm going to depend on my constitution to not allow that kind of thing to happen. You know, again, whenever you talk about chemicals being put in our food and our water, you know what? I can't argue that. I really can't. I could go on and on and on about some of the things that are contaminating our water systems around here. I could go on and on and on about, and Donnie knows this, we're having earthquakes around the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We are not a fault line. This is not an earthquake epicenter, but yet we have had over a dozen 3.0 magnitude earthquakes. Why? Drilling. I mean, that's just
good
common
question.
Sense. You take something out of the earth, you're going to have to, that void is going to be filled somehow.
Right.
The earth is going to move to fill that void. That's common sense.
That's with the oil. Yeah, that's with the oil. But the main thing to be, like, as far as, like, cars and all that, everything that you just said, if you think about, like, 1980 and you think about now how cell phones basically evolved, then you could think about, like, the motor from, like, 1901 all the way until now. Why is the motor basically still the same thing?
You know what? You're absolutely right. And we've all heard rumors in our lifetime how an engine's going to run on water, you know. But push comes to shove, will that ever happen? Because you're talking about the elimination of a billion-dollar, $100 billion industry. You know, they're going to pay what they need to keep a water engine from ever happening. All that is neither here nor there. I mean, I could go on and on with examples, but what I can say is this: while our system is not perfect, Obamacare is the best thing that we have right now. Obamacare beats no care at all, and no care at all is what we have.
That ain't going to be one of these things where it's like the only healthcare system in the U.S. That's going to be the only one left, or is it going to be like two other, like, you know, major healthcare providers, and they will probably be run by the government also. It's like when I look at Obamacare, it's sort of like, I got to quit calling it Obamacare. With the Affordable Care Act, it kind of makes me think that the government just want everybody to just buy that. At healthcare, no other healthcare. You know what I mean? That's why it seems like all these other healthcares is going up.
Also, keep in mind that the government is not actually running anything. Okay? I mean, the only thing that the government is enforcing are the penalties if you do not purchase health insurance. Everything else is simply through healthcare exchanges. Does that make sense? I mean, like I said, the federal government is not running anything.
It makes sense, but it's still crazy, because what if the government just forced you to buy a bag of chips, and if you don't buy a bag of chips, then we're going to penalize you? That's how I look at this. For real. I don't like being forced to actually do something, you know what I mean, that I really don't agree with. And right now, I really don't. I understand that this is supposed to be good, and this is something that's actually supposed to help the country. But if I can't afford to take care of it, when my bills is like, you know, do it seem like every dollar that I make right now working go to the government? You know what I mean? Or go to, like, somebody else. When do you actually have money to actually, like, live and prosper in life? None of your money go to your gas, electric, water bill, and go to your car insurance, and now it's going to, like, your health care, and then it's like, what's next? You know what I mean? When do you actually have money to do what you want to do?
Well, that gets into my issue of to what I refer to as the criminal unequalness of wealth distribution. We have a few people that have a lot of money, but we have a lot of people with no money. I mean, what they used to call inflation, you know, inflation's been taking place for the last 30 years. They just don't, for some reason, they don't acknowledge it as inflation. Everything has gone up, but meanwhile, my wages have not gone up. The minimum wage has not gone up. You know, again, the median, there's never been a higher unequal distribution of wealth of what we have right now. You know, and to me, you build an economy like you build a house from the foundation up. You don't build it from the roof down. What that means is you give the lower and the middle class money, you give them higher wages, you give them, you know, a livable wage increase every year, and you know what? They spend that money. They spend that money buying TVs. They spend that money buying, you know, groceries. They spend that money on cars. People make those cars. People make those TVs. Things generate, and that's how economies are built. But unfortunately, we have government leaders that believe in trickle-down economics, which has been proven not to work for, you know, years. But yet we continue to vote these people into office, and they continue to give some of the richest people in America tax breaks. And you know what? They don't spend the money. They don't generate the jobs. History has shown that time, again, for the last 30 years. Look at when our economy has prospered. It's when the tax have been, or when the rich have been taxed at over 40%, and it is when the lower class wages have been high. That is when we prosper. But again, we have to start electing people to, we have to start electing more intelligent people into office that really know how economics work. Whenever our wages start going up, our economy is going to start going up. And one other thing, let me add this about the economy. The biggest impact on our economy, if you look about when the Great Depression of 2008 hit, I think that high energy prices have as much to do with it as subprime lending. About that time, gas overnight shot up from $1.50 to almost $4 a gallon. That takes money out of our pocket. And fuel is that is an essential part of life. It's as essential as water and food. We have to have gas. You know, why are we not demanding our leaders step in and work to try to lower energy prices? Why are we not demanding a minimum wage of at least $12 to $15? You know, why are we not doing these things? I mean, are people that's why it was me. To a small extent, I think people are content with, you know, being where they're at. I think that people are content with the economy the way it is. Until we, as a nation, start demanding these things out of our leaders, then, you know, as a whole, we really have nothing to complain about, because we're not stepping up to the plate, and we're not doing our job electing leaders that get these things done.
Right. It's a lot of things that, like, really, really do need to be changed, and we all got to stand up, you know what I mean, and basically rise against it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's just right now, we is laying down, just like actually taking it, because a lot of it don't make sense, and a lot of it actually should has been changed. It's the same thing like how I was telling you about how the technology and the cell phone within from 1980 to like now, you know what I mean, like 23 years, you know what I mean? Just this is just crazy how the technology from your cell phone went. But you can think of a gas engine, it's basically the same thing, you know what I mean, for like 100 years. You know what I mean? About 23 miles a gallon. You know what I mean? Like, really? This is just what it came to? And then, like you said, we taking oil and all that off the earth. That's probably why, you know what I mean, they claim global warming or something like that. I mean, God put that oil on the earth for a reason. You know what I mean? And it cooled the earth. But it's like now we taking that off the earth and we, like, shooting it up in the air. So, yeah, of course the earth go get hot. You know what I mean? And it's all this greed on that, and things got to change.
You know, and let me give you one more perspective, too, because Donnie brought up Nelson Mandela. Right now, could you imagine Nelson Mandela as the United States president? You know, we have an African-American president right now, and we have a party that basically is rooting for his failure. They will argue that it is nighttime outside when it's clearly daytime outside. And as great as Nelson Mandela was, I don't know if he would even be able to get anything done with this form of government than what we have right now in America. Because, again, and if you read some, just Google Nelson Mandela and terrorist, and you will read some vile things about that man. And where does it come from? It comes from these right-wing extremists that are not only insane, but some of them are our elected officials. You know, how dare they call that man a terrorist, a Marxist terrorist is what they have called Nelson Mandela online. How dare they? That offends me. Rick Santorum compared his fight against Obamacare to Nelson Mandela's fight against apartheid. That is, I've never read something so offensive before in my life, that for him to compare himself, you know, I'm going to leave him as a white man comparing himself to Nelson Mandela. I'm going to leave that part alone. But comparing himself to a man who spent 27 years, some of those years in hard labor, in prison, that is offensive and repulsive. I think he owes the country an apology for even thinking something like that.
Yeah, and that's something that basically never happened. You would never hear an apology from them. You know what I mean? But that would actually be good to hear. It's just like right now, I just really wish every president that we ever elect actually do what they said they was going to do. You know what I mean? I don't care if they black, white, Puerto Rican, or whatever. I just really wish that they would do what they said that they would do. You know what I mean? And as far as, like, everybody in Washington, man, if it was up to me, I'd get rid of every single one of them and start over. Because
we can do that. You know,
that's what needs to be done.
Ultimately, you know, we as voters are in control of that, but we've also let money taken over. What I would love to see is term limits. I would love to see term limits in Congress, and I would like to see some form of a money limitation from special interest groups. You know, you do those two things, and I believe that we're going to have a functioning government again. But right now, again, it's almost a genius strategy by the right wing that we have right now. They have blocked almost everything that Obama has proposed, and then they turn around and say that he hasn't done anything. I mean, it's genius in a way. And we've let them get away with it as a public. You know, people claim that the media is so liberal. You know, if the media was half as liberal as what they said that they are, they would be reporting these things, and they would be showing people left and right what this extremist group has really done to polarize our country, and they've really created a standstill. There is such gridlock that we have an ineffective government.
Yeah, it's a lot of things that we actually can do, and common people know we can do to actually make this country better, but people in Washington don't know, and it's retarded. You know what I mean? Like, I don't got no problem. Well, I'm just going to say, like, it's every time I sit up here and go to any store, almost everything that I get is made in China or Taiwan or whatever. And it's like, I'm really trying to find something made in America. You know what I mean? And it's like, wow, really? This is just like what it actually like came to. You know what I mean? And like, how is we ever supposed to like make money when nothing we do actually come from here? You know what I mean? It's just,
you know,
like, it's crazy.
And let me go even further than that. You realize that how less amount of farming we have in our country right now? There are no farmers left. All of our produce is imported. You know, again, we need to, there's a huge need that we need to get back to basics. We need to get back to manufacturing.
Yeah.
We need to get back to farming. We need to get back to, you know, what really made this country great. But once again, though, why would Walmart pay to, or let me use another example, Apple. Why would Apple pay somebody here in America minimum wage even? Why would they pay someone minimum wage to make iPods here when they could go to China and have those same iPods made for pennies?
Stuff like that shouldn't be allowed. It really should.
You know, we really need, and again, we need as a government, we need to step up and say, okay, if you want to do business over there, that's fine, but we're going to tax you so heavily
Yep.
That,
exactly.
And, you know, the let me go also to the tax loopholes. Do you realize that some of the BP, okay, BP had the largest oil spill in world history a couple of years ago. They turned around and they paid one of the biggest fines ever. Do you realize that they could they turned around and deducted that fine off their federal taxes and tried to get a federal tax refund? That
I can believe
just,
it.
That blows me away. That is
wow.
They
can do that.
Take
they can
Chase.
Do that, though.
You know, Chase Bank. Chase Bank was one of the main culprits of the subprime failures on Wall Street. They bought a lot of those junk mortgages that they knew were bad. They got caught red-handed. They knew it. The American, our federal government, and this is where I really do blame our Attorney General for being weak. He needed to put some of those bank executives in jail. Instead, what we did was we fined those banks. We fined Chase Bank $8 billion. They turned around and then deducted that off their federal tax return.
Oh, man.
It's mind-boggling some of the tax loopholes and tax shelters that these federal that some of these corporations have nowadays. If we close the loopholes on some of these corporations, we would be near as in the debt hole that we're in right now. But instead, we looked at things like, you know, we look to the low man on the totem pole to solve our debt problem, when we need to be looking at the big fish and making them pay their fair share and responsibilities and need to make them pay what they actually owe. And then we start working as a country to distribute the wealth more equally.
That ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen.
It's
going
to have to happen. You know, I hear what you're saying.
Or a revolution.
I hear what you're saying, but one way or the other, you're going to have to start. The way I look at it is we cannot continue to down the current path that we're on. We need to really examine the way our government works, and we really need to examine, you know, our policies. Otherwise,
why is it that regular people can actually understand what's common sense and what's not? Everybody in Washington can't. Why do we got to vote? And like, it's like we holding their hands or something. Like, look, this is what you need to do. You need to do this. So we got to vote and tell them this is what they need to do. Like, man, some of this stuff is common sense. Why can't they just figure it out? It's irritating.
But, you know what? When I ran for office last year, I discovered so many things. And one of the biggest things that I learned was that some of those people have lost perspective. They don't know what it's like to go buy a gallon of milk. They don't know what it's like going and putting, you know, 30 gallons of gas in your car. I mean, some of those individuals in Congress right now, they say that they only make $150,000 a year.
Only.
You know, those
really?
Are some of the statements that, you know, are being made by our congressional leaders. I only make $150,000
really?
A year. What do you expect me to do? That's what I mean.
People that make $20,000 a year. You're talking about you make only $150,000.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
So that's what I mean. That's why we have to enact term limits so that we can recycle some people. We can get fresh blood. We can get new ideas. We can get, you know, new faces and keep our government somewhat fresh. Instead, what we have career politicians that really have lost perspective on what the everyday American goes through.
Only $150,000. I wish I did make only $150,000.
Oh, you know what?
Man.
And the amount of people who make over $150,000, that's, if you look at our demographics, there aren't that many people making that kind of money. There are more people working two jobs at minimum wage than there are those kind of people making $150,000 a year.
And still struggling. You know what I mean?
Right.
Still struggling. That's why our main things got to, like, change.
And again, we just, we have to really examine, you know, how we're working as a country. And I don't, I think that our priorities are severely screwed up. But
yeah.
I think that, you know, that's one of the things that the AHA does attempt to fix. I mean, it does tax the wealthy for some of this, for some of these programs.
It's a lot of things we actually can do that will help crime, that will actually help education, that will help everything. Like, just think about it. If people are supposed to go to college to actually help the country, college is supposed to help the country. Why is it so expensive? Why, after you graduate from college, you still paying the rest of your life, you know what I mean, trying to pay school off for the rest of your life, or at least 20 years after. You know what I mean? That's unnecessary.
Last year, student loan debt surpassed credit card debt for the first time ever.
And that's
that's a stat that really flew under the radar. But again, and let me go back, you're looking at a coordinated attack on education. This, you know, $5.4 billion was taken from public education during the 2011 legislative session. But that is nothing, and that's in Texas. I'm sorry. Let me elaborate. In Texas, $5.4 billion was taken from public education in Texas. Now, let me go back further. If you look, state universities, really, Texas has one of the they have some of the most economical and realistic tuition rates in the country, but still, they have gone from state schools, state-supported schools, to state-assisted schools, where now the state only makes up 30% or less than all of these state universities' budgets. You know, they don't make up as near as much as what they used to. Why? Because the cost of everything has gone up, but wages have stayed low. You know, the cost of research at major universities costs money. The cost of doing business, you know, that everything has gone up. But yet we do not increase our rate of payment to these places. So
I just don't get how school is supposed to help the economy in the future because of the jobs and stuff like that, why do it cost so much? You know what I mean? That's just a real big problem to me. I don't get that.
And again, that's something that, you know, again, as a government, we're going to have to address because, again, there has been so much deregulation from 2000 to 2008. I mean, it's going to take years to go back and try to rectify some of the things that were done. But, again, we can't continue the way that – we can't continue down the path that we're on now. I mean, we're going to have to really look at our leaders and say, hey, we either – and, you know, that goes back to what's amazing to me. You know, Congress has a 10 to 14% approval rating depending on what poll you want to listen to. They said cockroaches and Osama bin Laden have a higher approval rating than our congressional leaders do. But you know what else? Over 90% of them will be reelected. Why is that? Because they've redrawn these maps to where they can't lose. So,
this is crazy.
You know,
wow.
Think about that the next time that you hear your congressman or congresswoman speak You know, again, they can more or less right now do what they want because they know that because of the map that they've drawn, they can't lose. That's why we need to really, that's the two things that I've always said that we needed to do. We need to create a fair voting map where, you know, where minority areas are poor districts. Those are not cut around. They're distributed evenly. We need to create fair voting maps, and we also need to create term limits. That's the only way
We got 10 minutes left before we begin to get up out of here. I got to say some breaking news. Just got an email from CBS 11 News. Mr. Harden, they just published my pictures, my snowman pictures on their TV website. Yeah, they just sent me an email. So, oh, man, this is, my pictures really getting out there now.
I'm going to go ahead and say that. 2013.
Yeah, they say it's coming from CBS 11 News. It says, congratulations to Mr. Donnell Ballard. We have published your first photos of the snow. So it may be on TV tonight. Maybe on Channel 11 News tonight.
Well, that, ironically, that's the news I always watch.
Right. So anyway, before we let you go, man, we'll be back on again tomorrow night the same time. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to us. And it's always a pleasure to have you to call in to the show and talk to us about what's going on in the community. And I want you to definitely keep calling in, and we'll continue this conversation again on tomorrow. What you think about that?
Love it. Hey, Mr. Chaotic, I appreciate your exchange, man. I really do.
Hey, I appreciate you. Like I said, I got a million and one questions about this country because it's crazy right now. Things need to be changed, you know, and it might take a million man march up there in Washington to actually change it. You know what I mean? A big protest.
I don't know because I went to the first million man march, and I went to the first million man march, and it still didn't help. So I'm going to help with this one either.
But you might know
be
what,
right.
Though,
there's got to be done.
There's nothing about this country that can't be fixed.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's true.
That's what
right.
I believe. That's what I believe.
I agree with
you. Something got to be done, though. For real.
Well, y'all
right,
have a wonderful evening.
Hey, you too.
And you too. All right, y'all, videos to be yourself to you to make a difference. Thank y'all for tuning in to us, and we'll see y'all again tomorrow night, same time, right here on Up and Down Magazine Gospel Radio.